We're visiting today with Meg Greske. She is a soil health educator here. And let's just talk a little bit about some of the conservation practices that you guys have been working on lately.
Well, I just came on with the Oklahoma Conservation Commission about a month ago. So I'm the newest member of our soil health team. And the soil health team is really focusing on teaching farmers and ranchers how to adopt the five principles of soil health in their management practices on their operations. We are really pushing cover crop use and diverse crop rotations on crop operations, which helps to reduce the problems with weeds and pests and keep more soil water where it falls, as opposed to having it all run off and lose it and not be able to use it for our subsequent crops. And in terms of livestock grazing management, we are pushing regenerative practices, which allow grass to regrow between grazings, and using high-density grazing practices, which mirror the way that the buffalo used to move across the plains. Because we can really use cattle as an analog to the bison we used to have on the plains in order to treat our native and improved grasses in a way that's consistent to how they naturally evolved. And so we are trying to get producers to either use more electric fence in terms of quicker rotating for cattle, or also to use some of the new stockmanship practices that have gained popularity lately to herd cattle and to direct them around properties in a high-density herd that rotates itself. So we're trying to get people to keep their cattle moving and to leave more grass on the ground instead of grazing it all the way down to the dirt, and to help get some more plant diversity in both our pastures and in our crop fields. We want to try and keep ground covered all year, so trying to replace fallow systems with cover crops. And we also have colleagues that we work with that focus a lot on water quality. And so we are trying to help educate urban landowners about conservation practices they can engage in, where in terms of keeping lawns a little bit longer and cutting back on chemical inputs on lawns, we have what's called the yard-to-yard program, which we work with the Water Quality Division on that. And the Water Quality Division also includes the Blue Thumb Program, which is a water quality education initiative. So we talk to property owners, both rural and urban, and we talk to school groups, and also try to educate our fellow agency personnel, like our folks from NRCS and their state conservation districts. So we work very closely together with those groups, and we all have the same goal.
Well, and I know the current administration is really focused on things we can do for the environment, and this really fits right in. You guys are doing and checking all the boxes.
Mm-hmm. What we're really trying to express to agricultural producers and to urban and rural landowners is that it's really expensive and really stressful and not advantageous at all to fight the environment and to try and go against nature.
Absolutely. So talk a little bit about, you know, some farmers are a little hesitant to do the cover crop thing. And talk a little bit about what are the benefits of really leaning into that and changing up your operation for that.
Well, probably the number one benefit of cover cropping is water retention in this part of the world. Especially in western Oklahoma, we need to retain every drop of water that falls from the sky. Because if it runs off or it evaporates or it can't make its way into damaged soil, it's not any good. It's almost as if it didn't even fall. Cover cropping and keeping a living green root in the soil all year round as much as possible allows soil microbiology, like bacteria, fungi, protozoa, insects, earthworms, all to feed off of the sugars that leak out of the plant roots. That's where they get their food source from. And all of those life forms help to cycle nutrients through the ecosystem. And so any fertilizer you put down, or any minerals and vitamins and nutrients and energy that comes from decaying plant material isn't going to do any good unless those life forms can cycle it and release it to the plants so the plants can use them.
Well, so if you're a farmer that would like to kind of get started with this, where do you suggest people start if they've done it the traditional way in the past, but maybe they'd like to look into doing some cover crops going forward?
Well, that's what we're here for, the Oklahoma Conservation Commission Soil Health Team. You can reach out to us either on Facebook or through our website, or you can give us a call. We are downtown in Oklahoma City at the Oklahoma Department of Ag building. It's either that, you can contact us or your local conservation district. Your local NRCS can help, too. Or just go online and do some research on regenerative ag and cover cropping. There is so much information out there these days. The Noble Research Foundation down in southern Oklahoma can help you too. They have switched to a 100% regenerative focus lately. There are publications such as the Stockman Grass Farmer magazine and Acres USA magazine, onpasture.com. Basically, the list is endless.
Well, Meg, thank you so much. Such great information. We appreciate you today.
Thank you so much.